Now, the Ian Jessup Show.
Imagine walking waist-deep in water in Cancun, Mexico, and in an instant, your life changes forever. You've been brutally attacked twice by a bull shark, the most vicious, savage shark of the sea. That's what happened to Nicole Moore of Ontario, who lost an arm in the attack. Her inspirational story is told in a riveting new book titled Shark Attack, An Amazing Story of Survival by author Peter Jennings, who joins us on the line. Peter, how are you today?
Ian, I'm just great, and thanks so much for having me on with you and your listeners on CFAX 1070. And if I may just quickly correct one thing, the name of the book is Shark Assault, not Shark Attack.
That's right, yeah. So why did I put shark?
I don't know.
yeah, I know. I guess that the attack got me.
Yeah.
Shark Assault.
You know what? When we came up with the name of the book, it was really in response to the fact that a shark attack tends to be a single moment in time. This has had a profound effect on Nicole's life, and it really assaulted her life. So that's where the title came from.
Yeah. How did you connect with Nicole to write her story?
Well, it's a good question, Ian. A friend of mine saw Nicole do a presentation for a service club, and she went up to her afterwards and said, you know, you got to write a book about this. And Nicole said, well, other people have said that, but I don't know anything about writing. I don't know anything about publishing. And my friend Sharon said, well, I've got a friend who's a writer. That would be me. And mm-hmm. the two of you would hit it off. I'd like to connect you. And she did. And out of that came Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival.
When she told you what happened to her, what did you think, Peter?
I have to tell you, I was shocked. She was just brutally, savagely attacked. As you said in your intro, Ian, I mean, she was waist deep in water. She was literally out there just washing sand off her body from a volleyball game because she was about to go and get into a wetsuit to go for a scuba diving expedition. And out of nowhere, this bull shark, which experts agree is the single most brutal shark in the sea, came and attacked her twice. It was pretty gruesome, and I couldn't believe it. But more than that, I couldn't believe how, after all the surgeries and her arm was amputated and et cetera, she is one of the most positive people I've ever met in my life, and that's really the second part of the story, what we call it, An Amazing Story of Survival.
How many surgeries has she had?
Oh, gosh, I would say at least 15, and I'm not sure they're over. She was operated on about 3 or 4 months ago on her legs because the first bite that this shark took was about a 15-inch section of her left thigh. It tore out her hamstring and quadriceps muscles. Doctors eventually found bite marks from the teeth of the shark on her femur, and it was pretty awful. It then came back after a minute or so and grabbed her left arm and started taking her out to sea. And I don't know where she doesn't even remember how this came about, but I mean, she had some primordial desire to fight fire with fire, and she took her right hand and just smashed on the shark's nose. He let go of her and swam off.
Wow. How did she get out of the water?
That was not easy. She was obviously dealing with shock and trauma. She was surrounded by huge quantities of blood in the sea, and there had been two guys out on jet skis who were basically what had happened was two sharks had been sighted at the resort next door, and they got all their people out of the water, but they didn't bother showing anybody else, which is why she was out there. They tried to get rid of these two sharks. They got rid of one, but one stayed around. And when they saw what was happening, eventually one of these guys who was also dealing with the shock, because this is very, very rare that this happened. Anyway, he was able to come over with his jet ski, grab her, bring her about 50 meters in, and kind of threw her up on the beach. And from that point on, the people tried to save her. They eventually got her to the hospital. She lost, by the way, 60% of her blood in the ocean and on the beach. And that's a condition we, you know, are not supposed to be able to survive.
60% of her blood?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's remarkable she just didn't die on the beach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She came very, very close to dying. And, I mean, the other thing is, had she not been able to hit the shark in the nose and get it to let go, she could have been dragged out to sea and never, no one would have seen her again.
Yeah. I was reading, Peter, that the Mexican hospital crew may have failed to exercise a level of care and cleanliness that may have contributed to Nicole losing her arm. What was that all about?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and I, you know, I wasn't there, so I don't want to go too far into blaming them, but
yeah.
Let's put it this way. When I interviewed the doctors and nurses in Toronto, where she eventually ended up, where she had all her operations, they opened up her, she had been in the hospital in Mexico for 5 or 6 days. She was brought back by a jet ambulance. They opened up her wounds on her leg and arm, and seawater and sand poured out. So there was obviously a level of cleanliness and care demonstrated by the folks in Mexico that simply is not commensurate with the kind of quality we would go with here. It's pretty much accepted by the medical team in Toronto that that's why they had to amputate her arm, and they came very close to having to amputate her leg as well, but they were able to save it.
With her leg, does she walk with a limp at all?
No, she, again, part of her amazing ability to fight back, she's had to essentially learn to rewalk. And for a long time, there was a great deal of pain, and she was virtually dragging her leg. Right now, if she were to walk into your studio, you wouldn't know anything was wrong. She has a bit of an issue if she's climbing stairs and that sort of thing, but basically just walking around, you wouldn't know there was a problem.
And she has a family, too, doesn't she?
She does. She's married. She's got two kids. And it was very traumatic for them. Her husband and father, who was with them, these two guys were still back in Ontario. She had gone down with a group of 10 folks who were members of a fitness club, and they were celebrating a birthday. And her husband got the phone call saying, your wife's been attacked by a shark. If you can imagine getting that kind of phone call in the evening. And so the two of them obviously hastened down to Mexico and did everything they could to help. But, yes, she does have a family.
Now, how has this incident, Peter, affected Nicole psychologically?
You know, Ian, that's a great question. She has no post-traumatic stress disorder. She is more than prepared to talk about this. I mean, that was one of the things when we first got together. I was concerned because I probably interviewed her over a period of a year, maybe 12 times or so, and I was worried that I would be causing her angst. But she said, no, I'm dealing with this. I'm a strong person. I'm a nurse. Ask me whatever you want. I'll tell you whatever you want. So she's amazingly resilient. She had a number of setbacks in her early life, but she's overcome all these things, put them behind her. And as I've said, I've been very fortunate in my life to meet an awful lot of people, some very high-functioning people, and she's just right up there in the top. She's amazingly positive and just is able to talk about it and deal with it.
You know, your book, Shark Assault, is when I was reading some of the comments about it, and Lloyd Robertson of CTV says it's riveting and inspirational, a compelling real story about the magnificent power of optimism.
Yep.
And the word that keeps coming up, Peter, about Shark Assault is inspirational.
Absolutely.
And I guess it's because Nicole just, this is something that happened to her. She's moving on and she wants to, what does she want to inspire other people?
Yeah, Ian, she very much does want to inspire people. She thinks of herself as being a very normal individual. She and I have discussions about that because I think she's a lot more than that. But her message basically, and she does public presentations, her message is, hey, if I can get over this kind of thing, you can get over whatever's holding you back. So she does want to inspire people to just keep moving forward and keep adding zest to their lives and not let stuff get them down. She is truly inspirational.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier that shark attacks are rare. How rare are they?
They are incredibly rare. You are more likely to be struck by a bolt of lightning than you are to be attacked by a shark, statistically. And, Ian, I don't know whether you know anybody who's been struck by lightning. I don't.
No, I don't.
No. It's basically all the shark, and I talked to international shark experts when I was writing the book. And they all considered that the dangers presented by sharks has been exaggerated. I'll give you a stat here. Last year, 3 people were killed worldwide by sharks. You can compare that with last year, 755,000 people died from mosquitoes.
Wow.
Yeah. There were 72 unprovoked shark attacks last year, but when you consider the millions or possibly even hundreds of millions of people from around the world who swim in the ocean, it's very, very rare.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd still rather be bitten by a mosquito, though.
I'll take my chances that way, too, my friend.
Yeah. Has Nicole gone back to a sunny climb since her accident?
Well, not only to a sunny climb, but she actually went back to Cancun and entered the water exactly where this happened. That's part of her spirit. She just needed to take control of this story, not be haunted by it. And she said, darn it all, I'm just going to go back in the ocean and show myself that I can do it. So she enjoys Mexico, and she and her family have been back to Mexico, and she goes in the water, in the sea, and amazing person.
Well, she has to be. I mean, anyone who can punch a bull shark in the face has got to be awfully strong after being bitten. But it still astounds me that she lost 60% of her blood and yet survived.
Yeah, it is amazing. I think part of the reason for her survival was her experience as a nurse. Clearly she was dealing with shock and trauma. Clearly she was very near to death as she lay on the beach. And she was going in and out of lucidity, but she managed to be able to say to people, keep talking to me, because she wanted to just drift off and go to sleep. In fact, at one point she saw just a white light surrounding her, and she knew as a nurse that that's a very bad sign. That means you're on your way out. So her experiences as a nurse, I think, made the difference in keeping her alive. And there were a lot of other things that helped. There were 2 young nurses from Oregon, Brittany Lee and Classian Carlson, who were there on a holiday. They're 25-year-old baby nurses, and they heard about this. Most people were up getting a pre-lunch drink, because this happened around noon. Mm-hmm. And they ran down to the beach, and being nurses, albeit only baby nurses, but they were at least able to help. Nicole kept saying, you know, get a tourniquet on me, and they were able to fashion something that worked. There was another chap from Virginia, a chap by the name of Roy Clark, who had heard about this and came over with his wife, and literally every time Nicole breathed, a spurt of blood from her leg went more than a foot in the air. And this guy, without any concern for himself or anything else, just reached down and put his hands around this gaping hole in her leg to try and stem the blood flying up like that. So, a lot of people helped out, and as I say, her role as a nurse made the difference.
Yeah, her role as a nurse and having people there, and she knew that she needed someone to continue to talk to her so she wouldn't drift off and just expire. That's interesting. Peter, hang on. We have to take a commercial break. Peter Jennings is our guest. He's the author of Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival. We'll take a break and come right back.
Interactive Talk. It's the Ian Jessup Show.
Welcome back. Peter Jennings is our guest. His book is Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival. It's about Nicole Moore of Ontario, who lost an arm in attack in the waters of Cancun, Mexico. And Dave Pearson, the founding member of the Bike Club in Australia, says Nicole's story touches you in so many levels, and for her to have such a positive attitude has been such a great personal inspiration of mine. How is this, Peter, how has this story affected you?
Oh boy, Ian, as I said earlier, I'm absolutely blown away by Nicole and her positive, inspirational, and motivational attitude. And it's really, it's inspired me to say, hey, when things start getting me down, frankly, I think of Nicole, and she just doesn't let things get her down. And so, that has impacted my life. The other thing is, it's been really, really interesting to work on this book. I mean, I talked with doctors and nurses and international shark attack experts, all of whom have enlightened me about sharks, including passing along some tips that I keep in mind, because I'm an ocean swimmer. I love being in the ocean. I'd eschew the pool any time to be in the ocean, but you got to be mindful.
Yeah. When have you heard Nicole speak publicly, give a
yes,
presentation?
I have.
Yeah. What's it like?
The old expression, you can hear a pin drop. She did a 45-minute presentation. And quite honestly, the whole audience was just awestruck. They just sat there and listened to this tale of terror about this incredibly brutal bull shark and the two attacks that she suffered. And then they see and hear her talking about being so positive. I've not met anybody who hasn't come into contact with her who doesn't say, wow, what a lady.
Yeah, you know what I think it is, Peter, and I haven't heard her speak, but
right.
I think it's that all of us have problems, and those problems go around in our head, and then when we see someone like Nicole, who was attacked by a shark, lost an arm, lost 60% of her blood,
yeah.
had a wound on her leg, and recovered from that with such a positive attitude, while still having to deal with, you know, family and kids.
Oh, sure.
And we think our problems aren't really that serious, are they?
Well, that's right, Ian, and you're absolutely right. I mean, she does have kids. She does have a family. Her job has changed substantially. She can no longer nurse. Because, you know, a nurse needs two arms to put in IVs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so she has a new job, which is a supervisor at the hospital, which is largely an overseeing thing. She doesn't really get to be a nurse anymore. And she was, by her own admission, just a great nurse. She loved nursing. And she's very sorry that she can't nurse anymore, and she's a little disillusioned that she's in a supervisory role, but you know what? That passes. I was with her yesterday, and I said, how's the job going? She said, you know, it's not the job I would like to have, but hey, I've got a job. It's a great job. I'm contributing to saving people's lives or helping them medically, and that's just fine, thank you.
How did her two little kids react to what happened to their mom?
Actually, they were surprising, and I guess it's the joy of youth. They dealt with it pretty well, and Nicole and her husband Jay, I have to credit them, because I think they didn't go on about this and try and make it seem like a huge thing. Now, the one thing that did create a bit of trauma is the media grabs hold of a story like this, and, of course, they want all the details. And when Nicole was languishing near death in the hospital in Toronto, the media was accosting her kids up in Orangeville, Ontario, and trying to get a story. So, these two young girls just said, no thanks, talk to my mom, talk to my dad.
Yeah.
So they've done very well.
Yeah, good for them.
Yep.
Now,
Peter,
what are you working on now that you've finished Shark Assault? What's your next project?
Well, good question, Ian. In fact, your earlier guest, Paul Pearson, I was listening to Paul because one of the books I'm working on at the moment, tentatively titled A Life Destroyed the Day Freedom Died, is about a man from Seashell, B.C., who I met earlier this year, Robert Ireland, who was wrongfully accused of sexually molesting a minor. So I'm working on a book about that whole area because, as Paul was saying, it can be very catastrophic. I've also just finished a book called Why Being Happy Matters. I interviewed 35 people from around the world on the subject of happiness. And the other book I'm working on, tentatively called I'll Never Smile Again, is about Ruth Lowe, who wrote the song I'll Never Smile Again that totally electrified Frank Sinatra's career with the Tommy Dorsey Band back in the 1940s. Most people don't know she was a Canadian. And her son, Tom Sandler, lives in Toronto. I was fortunate to meet him recently, and Tommy and I are working on a book. He's called Tommy, by the way, because he was named after Tommy Dorsey.
Boy, there's no stopping you, is there?
No. Well, keeps me out of the pool halls and off the streets, Ian. What can I tell you? Yeah. I love writing and just like to keep engaged and busy.
Yeah, Peter, well, you do it extremely well. Peter Jennings, the author of Shark Assault, an amazing story of survival. Peter, great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Ian, thank you so much, and great to be on CFAX 1070. I appreciate it a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.